Section 5. Laws for motorcycle riders and pedestrians. Motorcycle riders and pedestrians alike are obligated to follow certain traffic regulations and road rules which help ensure safety. The following laws help to promote the safe interaction between motorists and pedestrians. Motorcycle riders. You must yield to any pedestrians entering or using a crosswalk in your travel path. Never let your motorcycle block a crosswalk. You must yield to pedestrians if your traffic signal is red or if it is red and yellow. Never pass a vehicle that has stopped or is slowing for a pedestrian. Pedestrians. Use a crosswalk if one is available. At crosswalks with pedestrian signals, use the push button on the signal pole and wait for the walk signal. Intersections without push buttons will give you walk signals automatically. Before you cross a roadway, stop at the curb and look left and right for traffic. Be alert. Be especially aware of cars turning onto the road you are crossing. Traffic signs. Traffic signs control the flow of traffic, warn you of hazards ahead, guide you to your destination, and inform you of roadway services. As indicated below, traffic signs are intentionally color-coded to assist the operator. Red, stop. Green, direction. Yellow, general warning. Black, white, regulation. Blue, motorist service, for example, gas, food, hotels. Brown, recreational, historic, or scenic site. Orange, construction or maintenance warning. Stop and yield signs. The stop sign always means come to a complete halt and applies to each vehicle that comes to the sign. You must stop before any crosswalk or stop line painted on the pavement. Come to a complete stop, yield to pedestrians or other vehicles, and proceed carefully. Simply slowing down is not enough. If a four-way or all-way sign is added to a stop sign at an intersection, all traffic approaching the intersection must stop. The first vehicle in the intersection of a four-way stop has the right of way. When you see a yield sign, slow down and be prepared to stop. Let traffic, pedestrians, or bicycles pass before you enter the intersection or join another roadway. You must come to a complete stop if traffic conditions require it. Regulatory signs. The United States is now using an international system of traffic control signs that feature pictures and symbols rather than words. The red and white yield and do not enter signs prohibit access or movement. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Warning signs. Yellow warning signs alert you to hazards or changes in conditions ahead. Changes in road layout, proximity to a school zone, or some special situation are examples of warning signs. Slow down and obey the sign. Disregarding a warning sign is not only dangerous, it is against the law. Note. The complete list of signs has been omitted from the audio version of the handbook. Please refer to the printed version of the handbook. You can locate it on the official DMV website or on driving-tests.org. Guide signs. In the guide signs category, you will find route markers, distance and destination signs, and informational signs. Green signs give highway directions and guide you through highway interchanges. Blue signs list motorist services, like gas, food, and lodging. Brown signs direct you to public recreational areas, state and national parks, historical points of interest, and scenic sites. In Massachusetts, numbered state highway routes are posted on white, rectangular signs with black letters and borders. Interstate highway signs are blue, red, and white shields. Construction and maintenance road work warnings. When people are repairing or constructing roadways, their work areas are protected from traffic by orange warning signs and other devices. These signs and devices may be mounted with warning flags or yellow flashing lights. These warnings help to guide pedestrians and vehicle traffic safely through a work zone and past any hazards. Many of these warning signs use the same symbols as yellow warning signs, but you should take extra care when orange signs are posted. Traffic and road conditions around work zones often change quickly. In addition to posting orange warning signs, road work crews can use a number of channeling devices to keep traffic in lanes and away from hazards. Sometimes, electric warning arrow signs will direct traffic flow near a work zone. Massachusetts has recently implemented a system which provides for civilian flaggers to work in certain work zones and construction sites and for police officers to work in other sites. When a flag person or police officer is directing traffic around a work zone, you must obey the flaggers' or officers' signals or directions. Know signs by their appearances so you can recognize them at a distance. Railroad crossings. A round warning sign will usually alert you to an upcoming railroad crossing. When you see this sign, slow down and prepare to stop. If you see or hear a train approaching, do not speed up and try to beat the train to the crossing. The point at which train tracks cross a road is marked with a white crossbuck sign. If more than one track crosses a road, the number of tracks is posted below the crossbuck. A railroad crossing may also feature red flashing lights, a bell, and a red and white striped gate that is lowered across the roadway when a train is passing. If the lights begin to flash, you must stop at least 15 feet before the light post or gate and remain stopped until the gate raises and the lights stop flashing. Failure to stop is a violation that carries a heavy fine. Even if you don't see a train approaching, never drive around a lowered gate or ignore the flashing lights. Pavement markings. Lines, symbols, and words painted on a roadway help to direct riders and control traffic flow. You must know what the different lines and colors mean and obey them as you would traffic signs or signals. White and yellow lines are used along pavement edges and between lanes to keep vehicles in line. These lines may be solid or broken, long dashes, single or double. A solid white or solid yellow line that turns into a dotted line, short dashes, is a continuation of the line through an intersection or a highway interchange. Unless you are turning, exiting a highway, or changing lanes, always stay between the lines marking your lane. White lane lines. White lane lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Single white lines may also mark the right edge of the pavement. Broken white lane line. A broken white lane line separates two lanes traveling in the same direction. Once you have signaled, and if it is safe to do so, you may cross this line when changing lanes. Solid white lane line. A solid white lane line marks the right edge of the roadway or separates lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. You may travel in the same direction on both sides of this line, but you should not cross the line unless you must do so to avoid a hazard. Double solid white lane line. A double solid white line separates two lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Crossing a double solid white line is prohibited. Yellow lane lines. Yellow lane lines separate lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. Single yellow lines may also mark the left edge of the pavement on divided highways and one-way streets. Broken yellow lane line. A broken yellow lane line separates lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. Stay to the right of the line, unless you are passing a vehicle in front of you. When passing, you may cross this line temporarily when it is safe to do so. Double yellow lane lines, one solid, one broken. As with all yellow lane lines, the one solid, one broken combination keeps opposing lanes of traffic separated. If the solid yellow line is closer to you, you may not cross the double yellow line. If the broken line is closer to you, you may cross the line only to pass another vehicle and only when it is safe to do so. Double yellow lane lines, both solid. Two solid yellow lane lines prohibit vehicles moving in either direction from crossing the lines to pass another vehicle. You may not cross these lines unless turning left when it is safe to do so. Words and symbols. Words or symbols may be painted on roadway surfaces to help guide, warn, or regulate drivers. Words or symbols are often used with traffic signs, signals, and other pavement markings. White arrows show lane directions or restrictions. A white diamond alerts you to a special lane restriction, like high occupancy vehicle, HOV, only, bus only, or bicycle only. Stop lines and crosswalks. An intersection or a pedestrian crossing controlled by a stop sign, yield sign, traffic signal, or traffic officer may have a solid white stop line painted across it. You must stop your vehicle behind this line. A crosswalk is a pair of white lines painted across a lane that guides pedestrians from one side of the road to the other. A painted crosswalk is also a warning to drivers that pedestrians are crossing the road at that point. Crosswalks may have diagonal or vertical lines painted between the two main lines for added emphasis. Lane use and restrictions. Using lanes. Always use traffic lanes as they are defined by pavement markings and road signs. Many intersections have special lanes marked for turns. Follow the rules of the road, using the proper lanes for turning and riding straight ahead. On roadways with two or more lanes in your travel direction, use the right lane for riding unless you are passing another vehicle. You are making a left turn. The right lane is blocked. Additional rules pertaining to proper lane use follow below. As a general rule, do not use a highway breakdown lane as a travel or passing lane. On some highways, however, motorists may use the breakdown lane as a travel lane during rush hour. Never change lanes in the middle of an intersection. It is illegal and dangerous. If you come to a curve in the road and cannot see ahead, keep to the right and slow down. Mechanical problems. Mechanical problems create both uncertainty and danger for the rider. In the event of a mechanical breakdown, it is imperative that the rider remain focused on traffic conditions and the road ahead. The following are guidelines which may assist the rider in handling a mechanical emergency safely. Tire failure and blowouts. Tire failure and blowouts pose a serious risk of injury to the rider and fellow motorists. Poor handling and stability are often reliable indicators of tire failure. Experienced riders who recognize these signs are able to react quickly to the situation. Riders experiencing such difficulty should avoid sudden braking and immediately pull off to the side of the road to check for tire failure. Front and rear tire failures must be treated differently. Front tire failure is particularly dangerous for it affects cycle steering and control. For riders experiencing front tire failure, it is recommended that the rider shift his or her weight to the rear of the motorcycle for added balance and stability. Rear tire failure may cause the cycle to swerve harshly from side to side. For riders experiencing rear tire failure, it is recommended that the rider remain seated with no weight shift to either the front or rear of the cycle. Should either tire go flat while riding, hold the handle grips firmly and attempt to maintain a straight course of travel. Presuming you are able to identify the failure, gradually apply the brake to the tire which has not failed. As the cycle begins to slow, cautiously move towards the edge of the roadway where it is safe to stop. Stuck throttle. A stuck throttle on a motorcycle may be remedied by twisting the throttle back and forth several times. This twisting may free the throttle cable and allow the operator to regain engine control. If the rider is unable to free the throttle, it is recommended that the rider activate the engine cutoff switch while holding in the cycle's clutch. This action will remove power from the cycle's rear wheel, allowing the rider to safely regain control. Once safely stopped, the rider should check the throttle cable carefully to locate the source of trouble. A good rider will ensure that the throttle is working properly before continuing to ride. Wobble. A situation may arise when the front wheel of the motorcycle and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side. This action can be described as wobble and is most often attributable to improper loading, unsuitable cycle accessories, or incorrect tire pressure. Some common causes are loose wheel bearings and spokes, bent or misaligned wheels, windshields or fairings improperly mounted or unsuitable for the cycle, improper weight distribution, and overloading. Attempting to accelerate out of a wobble will only make the cycle more unstable. A rider can safely manage wobble by grasping the handle grips firmly and slowly, and closing the throttle to reduce cycle speed. Riders are discouraged from applying the brakes, as braking could make the wobble worse. Shifting rider weight as far forward and down as possible will lessen the vibration and enable the rider to regain sufficient control. The rider should safely stop the cycle and attempt to identify the wobble, making load shifts and mechanical adjustments as necessary. If the rider is unable to determine the cause of the wobble, have the motorcycle inspected thoroughly by a qualified professional motorcycle mechanic. Chain problems. A motorcycle chain that slips or breaks while riding may cause the rear wheel of the cycle to lock and skid, endangering the rider. The rider may first notice slippage when either accelerating quickly or riding uphill. Tightening the chain may initially help to reduce the slippage. If the problem persists, inspect for a worn or stretched chain or bent sprockets, which may necessitate chain replacement. A rider will recognize a chain break due to the instant loss of power to the cycle's rear wheel. If this situation should arise, roll off and close the throttle while gently braking to a safe stop at the road's edge. Chain slippage or breakage can be avoided through routine and proper maintenance. Engine seizure. An engine and its moving parts require oil and lubricants to move smoothly. Without the proper lubricants, moving parts cannot move freely, thereby creating friction which may cause the engine to overheat and seize. Engine seizures are most often attributable to low oil pressure. To avoid engine seizures, riders should routinely check the cycle's oil and lubricant reservoirs to ensure they are sufficiently full. Should the engine seize while riding, riders are instructed to squeeze and hold the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Once the cycle has safely come to a stop, stand away from the cycle and let the engine cool before attempting to restart. Special rules for motorcycles. Do not ride along pavement lines or between lanes of traffic. Ride no more than 2 abreast. Unless your motorcycle can travel safely at minimum posted speeds, do not travel on highways or expressways. Restricted lanes. You must not ride in lanes posted as restricted, except when preparing for a turn. Riding on highways. Riding on highways, expressways, and freeways can make any new motorcycle rider nervous. The following are some useful tips for riding on such roadways. Entering and exiting the highway. Make sure you are in the proper lane well in advance so you can safely enter or exit the highway. Yield the right of way to drivers already on the highway. As you approach and enter a highway travel lane, increase your speed to match that of vehicles already on the road. If you miss your exit, do not stop. Never back up on the highway. Get off the highway at the next exit and look for signs showing you how to rejoin the road in the other direction. Be sure to signal your exit at least 500 feet before you reach the exit ramp. As you leave the highway and drive along the exit ramp, slow to the posted exit ramp speed limit. Safe and responsible riding. Make sure your vehicle is in good operating order and can maintain highway speeds. Stay to the right and only use the left lane for passing. If you are traveling on an expressway with 3 lanes, treat the far right lane as a slower speed through lane. The middle lane is a faster through lane, and the far left lane is the passing lane. Use your mirrors and your directional signals when changing lanes. Remember these 3 steps. Look, signal, move. Also, check your blind spots before making your move. Do not ride in another operator's blind spot. If you see yourself in another operator's blind spot, safely ride through the blind spot as quickly as you can. Be alert for cars entering the highway and any vehicles or pedestrians using the breakdown lane. Do not weave in and out of traffic. Be aware of road construction signs, work crews, and signs requiring you to reduce speed or change lanes. Avoid highway hypnosis. If you've been riding for a long period and feel drowsy, you should get off the highway at the next exit, rest stop, or service area. If you plan to ride a long distance, stop and stretch after every 2 hours or every 100 miles. Rules for passing. In general, the law requires you to ride on the right side of the road. When passing is allowed, you should pass on the left. You should pass a pedestrian, bicyclist, or motor vehicle only when it is necessary and safe to do so. You may not exceed the speed limit when passing. If you have any doubt, do not pass. Never use a breakdown lane, the shoulder of a road, or a sidewalk for passing another vehicle. Intersections. It is illegal to block an intersection with your motorcycle. When riding through an intersection, you must follow any directions given to you by signs or traffic signals. You may not enter an intersection or ride across a crosswalk unless there is enough room to safely ride through to the other side. Obstructing the paths of other vehicles or pedestrians in an intersection or a crosswalk causes traffic jams and violates traffic law.